Ruth Elliott says, I think we might divide up all the people in the world into two classes, the complainers and the thankful. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, the challenging radio ministry of Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty and Passion and Purity, Learning to Bring Your Love Life Under God's Control. Here's Elizabeth Elliott.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliott talking again today with my friend Arlita Winston. Arlita, yesterday's talk dealt with a period of real disobedience and rebellion in your life and the life of your husband, Joe. And while you were telling that story, I was thinking of all the parents out there listening who are going through similar experiences right now with children who are breaking their hearts. And there isn't anybody in the world with the power to break a parent's heart like his children. And when I thought back to your wonderful stories several weeks ago about the faith of your parents and the way in which they instilled that faith into you, such a strong Christian home, how much more devastating that must have been for these faithful parents who had done everything that godly parents could do for their children, to have two who were so flagrantly and so deliberately rebellious for such a long period of time. Could you tell us anything about how they survived? How did your parents get through that time?
I think there were two things. Dad would probably say more, but the two things that I think of are the promises that the Lord gave to them. There was one in particular, the verse from Isaiah, I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. This was a rock that mother and dad hung on to. They knew that at some point God was going to deliver us. They just didn't know if they would ever live to see the day. And I know that in spite of all the experiences that they went through those years of Sumatra and Shanghai, later Japan, Hong Kong, none of them compared to the anguish that they went through as they saw their family torn apart. And it was the character of God that held them, and the hymns, the great hymns of the faith. This How Firm a Foundation became very real to me during this time when I was coming out of my rebellion. I sang myself hoarse with it, but it was only after I found out how much it had meant to my mother through those dark days, how that she clung on those stanzas, though all hell shall shake them, that God was able to deliver. And so these hymns, because of what I saw strengthening my own parents, they have become the watchword in my own life. I think of another thing, a pattern of scripture that Mother has made very real to me is all the verses that talk about God is able. I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. He's able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. That's even when you aren't feeling like it, especially when you're not feeling like it. He's able to succor them that are tempted. He's able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing that he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He's able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. He's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. And the Lord says, do you believe that I'm able to do it? And we say, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief.
And your parents certainly must have thought of that verse, able to keep that which I have committed unto him. They've certainly committed their children
over and over again.
They released you, and they released you consistently, as Millie Dinert said she did. And that would certainly be the key to their serenity and courage in those Sumatra jungles and in Shanghai during World War II, when you actually had to evacuate, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. not to mention a sea voyage in wartime with six children. I think you told me once, Arlita, that your mother said she actually felt as though the everlasting arms had let go. Was it something like that?
She just felt that they certainly were falling out from under her, that they weren't holding her up.
When was this?
And this was probably during the depth of the time of our rebellion, and she needed to lean on one other saint at that time. She knew of Corrie Ten Boom. She knew Corrie very personally. And one day she went to her, and she thought, if I can just talk to Corrie, I'll have my spirits revived.
And as I recall, they didn't even know whether Corrie was in this country at the time, did they? I think I heard your father telling this story.
That could be.
And they weren't sure where she was, and anyway, she turned out to be within reasonable
distance.
Just a
few miles, I think, there in California. Yeah. And she went and had the afternoon with her. And at that time, Corrie said, Helen, I see your arms stretched way out, trying to encircle the whole globe with their needs. And they're just not long enough to reach all the way around. She said, I want to see your arms straight up in relinquishment, in release to your God who is able to deliver your children.
Your mother was trying to protect her children, mm-hmm. which, mm-hmm. of course, she could not do. You had long since gone your own ways. You told us the other day, or several weeks ago, about your mother's response when she received the news of her own malignancy. Would you review that just briefly? What was the scripture verse that the Lord gave her at that time?
It was back in Colossians, in her normal day of reading, and where Paul says, now you tell Archippus to complete the work that I've given him to do. And so Mother relinquished her fears of the cancer, of how many years she was going to live. She just released it to the Lord and said, all right, I know that if you've given me so many things to do, that you're going to give me the days to live, you're going to give me the strength to do it, and I will just do it. All I have to worry about now is to do what you've told me to do, and I can do that. And so with that, she released the fear of dying to the Lord.
The principles that we find in 2 Chronicles 20, they do work. If there are young parents now thinking, well, I really want to get a hold of these five principles, tell us again what they are, Arlita. Somebody might not have had a pencil the last time you talked about it, so what
it's
are they?
Knowing the Word of God, what He says to us, His character, the kind of God who is asking you to give your whole life to Him, really. It's prayer, it's singing and worship to Him, and it's worship.
I'm reminded in this the verse that says that they stood before the Lord with all the little ones and their wives and children. There's a unified statement there, isn't it? The mm-hmm. father of the family gathers mm-hmm. wife mm-hmm. and children, and they stand before the Lord.
That's beautiful.
It reminds me of a story of Amy Carmichael told. When her father died, they learned that they had lost practically all the money that mother was supposed to depend on. And there were seven children in Amy Carmichael's family. This was back in the 1800s in Ireland. And she describes how her mother gathered them all around the dining room table, mm-hmm. and they just knelt down mm-hmm. and essentially did exactly the same thing that we have here. Isn't that the way your father responded to the invasion in Shanghai? He mm-hmm.
gathered
the family together
around.
And did what?
He told us the news that we would probably be invaded that night and we might die. But he also said, our God is able to deliver us. And we discovered the peace of God that passeth all understanding, guarding our hearts that night.
And I would hope that these stories of yours, Arlita, would be particularly helpful to the fathers I just want to encourage fathers in every way that I possibly can to be simple enough in their faith to just stand before the Lord or kneel before the Lord with your children. But I'm sure that there are some fathers who are going to say, I don't have time and I don't know how to do it. And I would say, take 2 minutes with your family, read them 3 verses out of the Bible, and then just say, Dear Lord, please help us today to walk with you. Amen. That's better than nothing. Well, thanks so much, Arlita, for being with us. There's so many more things that I hope we can have a chance to talk about some other time, but our time is up now. Arlita Winston has been my guest.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliott has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.